Good morning. Welcome to worship. If you're visiting with us, we are glad you are here. Thank you for coming. I see David Smith and his wife sitting out there. Dave's the pastor at Maple Drive Presbyterian Church in Pontotoc. And we're glad to have you all today. Thank you for coming. On the right-hand side of your bulletin, you'll see in the church calendar box the announcements that need to be made. We are continuing to have Bible study on Wednesday night. We start at 6:30 p.m. with a light meal. And then we have a time of Bible study, and then we have prayer together. So if you are able, please come and join us at 6:30 on Wednesday night across the street in the Ed Building. Our next family fellowship luncheon is May the 15th. And the Embers to a Flame group is meeting this afternoon at 6 p.m. in the Ed Building. Also, there is a session meeting this Wednesday night after Bible study. Down toward the bottom of the right-hand side, you'll see where it says the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Question 68 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, "What is required in the sixth commandment?" And the answer is, the call to worship this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Would you read it with me responsively? "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Let's sing the doxology. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our God, the Almighty, we want to join together with the angels in heaven who bow down in worship around your throne, singing, "Holy, holy, holy, and worthy art thou to receive glory and honor and praise." So warm our hearts that we might express our worship with sincere devotion, and hear us as we pray the way that Jesus taught His disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 53. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty. If you are able, would you please stand and let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4 of hymn number 53. Confess our common faith together using the ancient Apostles' Creed. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Maker of all things, Judge of all men, we acknowledge and confess our many sins which we have committed in thought and word and deed against Your divine majesty. We do seek Your help to earnestly repent and be heartily sorry for our acts of defiance. The remembrance of them is grievous. The burden of them is intolerable. So have mercy upon us for Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us of all that is past and grant that we may hereafter serve and please You in newness of life. Lord, we pray this morning for those who are shut in. We pray that You would draw near to them and comfort them. We pray for those who are sick. We pray for healing for them. We think about Betty Doris and Mary Ellen Lovelady and Bertha McCullough and Bess White. Father, we pray for those who are on the last leg of their journey in this life, that You would give them grace to finish well. Lord, we pray for Steve Jameson and for Clint Wilkie and for Kevin Hale as they prepare to return from Haiti tomorrow. We pray that You'd give them safe travels as they return. And we pray for all other missionaries of Jesus Christ, the ones we support personally. We pray that that the gospel would be proclaimed truthfully by them, faithfully, and that You would give them success and keep them safe and protect them. And we pray that the kingdom of Christ might be advanced through their work. Lord, we pray that You would deliver us from the desire to pursue only the riches, the honors, and the pleasures of this world, as if that supposed wealth and greatness and merriment could make our immortal souls happy. For we understand that all our happiness consists in loving You and being holy as You are holy. This present world is a place of inexpressible sorrow and frustration and discontentment, and if there's any enjoyment in it, it is fleeting like the wind. So give us grace to always keep in covenant with You and reject the enticements of the sinful pleasures and profits of this world. Help us to know continually that there can be no true happiness, no fulfilling of Your purpose for us apart from union and communion with Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. Through the Psalms for our responsive readings, and this morning we have come to Psalm number 13. It is on page 787 in the back of your Trinity hymn book. Would you turn there and read together responsively with me Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will You forget me forever? How long will You hide Your face from me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God, give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death. But I trust in Your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in Your salvation. Our next hymn is number 465. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, if You are able, would You please stand and let's sing all stanzas of number 465. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have dealt with us not according to our sins, but according to Your great mercy and grace. It is because of Your grace that we bring these offerings to You today, and we pray that You would take them and bless them and use them to extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ to the uttermost parts of the earth. It's in His name that we pray. Amen. This morning comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. Luke chapter 6, verses 17 through 26. And this is what it says. And He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear Him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all the crowd sought to touch Him, for power came out from Him and healed them all. And He lifted up His eyes on His disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets." This is the word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades. The word of our God stands and abides forever. It is inerrant. It is infallible. It is powerful. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning.